TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily radio program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want to welcome our Christian Television Network audience around the nation, around the world, on the Gulf Coast, every Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. We just are honored to be coming there here in your living room and wherever you might be catching us. So many different ways to be able to, to get us. And we're just honored to be here, keeping the conversation light. You know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And you talk to folks today, and it's like they know a whole bunch of things, but they don't know what to do with it. But they compare. Yeah, I know that. Did you know about this? Did you know that? I know that. And it's like, after a while, you start thinking, we need some resolution here. I mean, we got to quit just bringing problems in. And join me today, of course, is the director, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Going good.
I like the jacket.
Thank you. Thank you.
I like the jacket.
Nice and toasty.
Today's a little chilly in the studio.
A little.
A little chilly. Okay. And then also, of course, is John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey, man, I'm excited. We have this great unveiling that's going to happen.
Yes, February.
And it's... You don't want to miss it. You want, listen, you want to stay close. You want to be connected to VFN TV.
Yes.
Because there's an unveiling that's coming, and you're going to be
surprised.
There's
an unveiling that's coming.
Yes.
It's an unveiling that's coming.
A big one.
A big unveiling is coming. I'm telling you, you're going to, we're just so thank you to all of our partners and sponsors. Thank you to WHBR.
Yes.
You know, David Mayo and all the things that God has put in together, you know.
These are exciting times.
These are very exciting. The kingdom of God. I mean, think about it. The kingdom of God. He says, pray that my kingdom would come. Lord, your kingdom come in Jesus' name. Is that not awesome?
Amazing.
An unveiling. Catch us in February. And for the unveiling, and of course, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on VFN Radio and on VFN TV.
Yes.
At 5 p.m. Did you know you also can watch us? We have people that are, you know, that love watching us, our audience. Hello out there on our streaming audience. They log in on... Or go to VFNTV.com and just there's so many different ways to catch us. But there's one you can stream it right straight from the website at that particular time on all the CTN network, actually.
The banner that says ways to connect. Click that banner and follow the links.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, and it was down. Something happened for a day or something, and you're writing us and letting us know. And
we appreciate it.
We got right on top of it. We'll thank Ian Skelly for bringing that
and
to make that all possible.
Yes.
And these are exciting days.
Yeah,
these are exciting days. It just we really are. We're going to be talking about today brass heavens. I mean, you think about it. The Word of God talks about, you know, when you're talking, I don't know if you've ever felt like when you were praying, it just like your words were going nowhere. And, you know, how long can you do that before all of a sudden you don't pray? And statistics are, I'm sure John can fill us on these stats when we talk about it. It's a lot of Christians that don't pray. There's pastors that don't pray.
Yes.
Mm. You imagine having a pastor tell you about God that he doesn't even talk to.
No.
I mean, that's, maybe that's what's happened.
Yeah.
In some cases.
Yeah, well, we know. We report on VFN TV that there's pastors in America that profess to be atheists. And they're sharing what they think is the gospel, but they say that they're atheists. And we have this all related for you, but they were actually interviewed by a major network. And
ABC News, they're a little black thin line across their eyes.
they're trying to hide.
Yeah.
And he said, this is what he said. He says, you know, and of course, this is not all. There's a lot of great pastors. This is just this particular one and a couple other ones that were being interviewed. But it was what was to be considered, you know, they had like 1,000 potential you know, members in that organization was what I do now is I just preach from the parts of the Bible that I like, that I can be in agreement with, and I skip over things like Savior and blood and whatever he talks about.
Sin.
Wow.
And then he says, I think they asked the question, like, does your wife know?
Wow.
No, she don't. I was like, as Christians, we're supposed to be able to know people by their fruit.
Hello.
I mean, if you're living with an atheist, you should know this.
Hello.
But only an atheist would be the only one that wouldn't know that his wife probably knows, you know, and she's thinking, you know, should I do it? Anyway, so you can find out more about it on the VFN Torch. And go to VFNTV.com. We're going to be talking also about your partnership with VFNTV and the daily radio program brings in a partnership with Israel. Mm. We stand for God and country in that order and Israel. And we do that several ways through your offerings, your love gifts, and sponsorship, but with promoting all the Christians United for Israel events and what's taking place in Israel. And we'll be talking about what that you made possible by standing with us or helped to make possible at last year in 2014. And it's just really exciting to see what impact. We talked about some things with ACLJ and how with Jay Sekulow, because here we are standing together. You are standing with VFN TV. Us together, we're standing with Jay Sekulow, and we're getting the word out. You hear him almost every program. And he's really helping us out. He's giving us insight. We talked about that. You can find out what you helped make possible. And it's important, by the way, if you haven't yet made a decision to make a simple partnership for any amount whatsoever, we have a great thank you available for you with green room specials, teachings, all this kind of stuff. It's all available to all of our partners for a gift of any amount on a regular basis. Or maybe your business wants to sponsor. There's a limited space there, so I would definitely make a decision quickly. But we are excited about and very grateful for those that partner with us, and you are helping to make that possible with what's taking place with Israel and standing for Israel. We'll be also talking about, in this program, about a flu activity that's taking place according to CDC, the epidemic threshold. We're kind of teetering on the edge of it because you have to guess, you know, which particular strain is coming, and it looks like, based on we'll be hearing CDC talk about it, that they missed it. They missed the one. Mm. But we'll be talking about this and more when we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience, around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also, our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program, or you're saying, I wish I would have got that, I would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. And I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for the Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Hey, we were just talking about the movie Exodus, and I would say exit it, don't watch it.
Don't watch it.
Because it has nothing to do with Moses, and it doesn't honor Israel. It doesn't honor God. And the reports are, these are the reports that we're getting, that it allegedly is just, they shouldn't even brought the Bible up. Mm. It's just a movie with all of its little fancy stuff. And, but some of the reports are, you know, coming off the blaze is that, he is a radical, terrorist.
Moses.
Yes. He's a radical terrorist, and he is angry with God, and he is, and then I think even some reports are, I can't verify this, but some, you know, it's Egyptian cities or Egypt or somewhere, he was saying, you know, this is making us out to like ravish, you know, not ravage. What do you call that?
Savages.
Savages.
Oh yeah.
And they're not going to play it. And wow. But it's just like, this is the sad thing about this is because this generation is untaught. This generation, 81% of professing Christians don't read the Bible, therefore they didn't read Exodus. So what they're going to see, they're going to really have in their DNA that, you know, we have like Charlton Heston and some other things we see in the Ten Commandments. That, but when they see that, they're going to really, that's going to be some of their grid. And they're going to have to come out of that mindset because it has nothing to do with it. And people, this generation learns by by media. They learn by videos and movies, and that's what's so great about, you know, great about all these different media mountain being taken when you see these Christian artists that are coming in there making these great movies, and that particular movie is moving on. Did you know? did you know? But it's important to let your kids know that
that
has nothing to do. It's totally inaccurate. I think even the director says it's inaccurate. Right?
Is the director? I don't. There is a Christian filmmaker who said, "Yeah, don't see it for Bible accuracy."
Right. Don't watch the Bible movie for Bible accuracy.
Read your Bible for Bible accuracy.
Yeah, right.
That's
and if
what
you like pictures, there's actually a Bible. What's that Bible?
The action Bible.
The action Bible. That's a powerful.
That's a good Bible.
It's a very good. If I had it right here, I'd show it to you. But it's a good one. It's
very well
God speaks to it. It's got pictures and like colors and all
there
that
you
stuff.
Go.
So we're gonna be talking about first. Let's Billy Graham.
Yes.
Billy Graham. Talk to us, man.
Well, America has voted once again for Reverend Billy Graham. What are we talking about? Well, there's a polling agency, I believe it was Gallup, that did a poll. They wanted to know from adults, ages, 18 and older, who is the person that they most admired in the world, who they admire most in the world. And Reverend Billy Graham made the top 10 list for the 58th time in his life.
Wow.
And he's at number 4. And we just say, we love Billy Graham. We love Reverend Billy Graham. Just for his ministry, what he stands for all the years, for his faithfulness, for his integrity, his love for Jesus and souls, and what a wonderful job the Billy Graham Evangelist Association has done. I think about all the amazing things his ministry has been able to do all of these years. And I heard of a story, I believe Rick Joyner told this story, and I'd never heard it before, but when a minister was in prison, he had fallen, and just a bad thing. Nobody wanted to be associated with him. He received a phone call, when the guards let him know that Reverend Billy Graham was here to see him, and he was just so amazed that Reverend Billy Graham would come. Jim Baker. Mm-hmm. When that Reverend Billy Graham would come in to visit him, and he blessed them, and they were the first family that when he got out of prison. Helped him get on his feet. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing.
Yeah, and it's so cool. You look at Morningstar with Rick Joyner. I mean, everything about what's the man's name you just said?
Jim
Baker.
Baker.
God redeemed it all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He redeemed Heritage USA. Mm-hmm. And now that's where Morningstar Ministries is in Fort Mills, South Carolina. He redeemed Jim. Jim back. And it just goes to show you that God knew Jim's heart.
Yeah.
And, everybody around Jim was just basically, they weren't letting Jim know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
As he talks about his people, they wouldn't let him know what was going on. They were making decisions for what he was responsible for, and they found out when he suffers the consequences.
In fact, he wrote a book called I Was Wrong. I recommend you get it. I actually cried reading the book. I mean, it was just an amazing, amazing book.
Right.
And,
yeah, one of the things that in that book that he talked about is that he identified people by their gifts.
Yeah,
he would see people stand on a stage and minister, and their gifts would flow. But then he would sit around a table and have dinner with them, and their character and their fruit, their love, compassion, all that kind of stuff, it wasn't there. So he thought, well, hey, the gift is working, so it must be all right. And that book is called "I Was Wrong."
That's
right. And Jesus talks about that in Matthew chapter 7. He says, many people are going to come and say, my gift worked. I mean, powerful gifts. He talks about these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's going to say, I never knew you. Now, if you get a chance, I encourage you to go to Morningstar Television. You got to watch at the end of the year broadcast 2014, talking about getting to know the Lord and the Lord getting to know you. Because you think about this, that... God chooses not to know our sin when we repent, when we ask for forgiveness. I mean, he just doesn't know it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about that, and Rick Joyner's talking about that, he's saying, you got to really think about it. And his thoughts are, maybe God chooses not to know us until we tell him about ourselves. Isn't that part of getting the relationship with somebody? It's like, tell me about yourself. you know, I like the Saints in or out of season.
Yeah, right.
You know, different things. You know, you start talking, and then that's the part of a relationship. Yeah. It's, I mean, you think about it, it's pretty interesting, because he does say to these folks, Jesus says, this is what's, many people are going to come to him in the last days and say, Lord, Lord, which means they're even going to identify him as Lord. And they're going to say, look what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to go through, you know, prophecy, casting out demons, miracles, wisdom, powerful wisdom. And then he said, I'm going to tell them plainly, I never knew them. I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. So we can actually have a gift moving in our life. Maybe you sing. There's a lot of folks. Because the singing is such a powerful gift that the world uses it and makes quite a bit of money on it.
Yeah.
And a lot of artists do, not all artists, but it's got, you got to be real careful. And you can almost think, because people are applauding you, that you are your gift. You know what I'm saying?
That's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah. But it's the same thing with somebody who has a gift to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has a gift to prophesy. It's a gift. I mean, think about at Christmas, somebody gives you a gift of your birthday. They give it all wrapped up, and it's like, can you imagine holding that in your hand and going, look what I did. I made this happen. And the person's giving it to you, like, you haven't even opened it yet. You don't even know what it is yet.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a gift. So we're not our gifts.
Nope.
We are not our gifts. As a matter of fact, one of the big arguments in the church when it first birthed was, you know, gift envy and all those different things going on, and people were, you know, I got this gift, and I got that gift, and this is what I was like.
I follow Paul. I follow Apollos.
Yeah.
Like, who follows Jesus here?
Yeah. Right? And Paul writes a letter, something like, I didn't baptize any of you. Well, except two. Maybe another one. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. Right, you know what I'm saying. Well, your support, your standing with VFN TV and the daily radio program is standing with Israel. I mean, we truly want to keep the light on Israel and stay in close relationship with what's happening there. And yes, Avi, you know, your invitation to come to Tel Aviv, we want to be there. We got to just figure out, and the doors got to open to be able to do the broadcast from Tel Aviv. But we want to even do a broadcast straight out of Israel. But
that's something we would like to work out for sure. A broadcast out of Tel Aviv. That would be a nice
excuse
thing.
Excuse the missiles. Yeah. Coming over. Excuse the missiles. But let me tell you what happened, because you standing with VFN TV, we're all standing with Christians United for Israel. Awesome organization. That this is what happened with Christians United for Israel in 2014, last year. Listen to this. They surpassed 1.9 million Kufi members in 2014.
Wow.
They held 514 pro-Israel events across the nations. You helped make this happen. They ran full-page ads in 20 major newspapers across the country, including the Wall Street Journal, New York Times, the USA Today, to educate America, the American public, about Hamas and their true agenda. They organized a, you can see it right now, I believe. Yeah, they organized a 60-hour solidarity mission to Israel during Operation Protective Edge. You remember that when we were broadcasting that? They were organizing that for 51 pastors, one from each state and Washington, D.C., and they did it in 3 days. They surpassed 1.2 million on Facebook fans. They surpassed 16,300 on Twitter, and that's a big deal.
Wow.
They brought 70 key influential leaders to Israel on a trip to be able to educate them. They brought 100 top students to San Diego or San Antonio for 2 days of intensive advocacy training. They brought over 100 pastors to Israel for a 3-day leadership tour. They brought 35 Kufi on-campus student leaders to Israel. And they brought thousands of Christians to Washington, D.C. for the Christians United for Israel Summit, who goes right into the White House or Congress to be able to educate our senators and our congressmen about Israel.
Mm.
That's what you're doing. By standing with VFN TV Daily Radio Program, we stand, obviously, you're hearing all the time about Israel, but also financially, you know, that we financially stand with them as well. And so because of your love gifts, because of your sponsorship, because of your partnership, we're doing this together and think the entire audience at VFN TV is being educated the truth.
That's right.
About Israel, the truth about the Jews, that God loves the Jewish people, and so do we. And we love Kufi, and we love Pastor Hagee, who leads along with his friends, Christians United for Israel, and it's just so exciting to see, you know, what has taken place with that. But your love gifts are making that happen. I don't know if you know this or not, but CDC is reporting a flu activity, this research of epidemic proportions, or at least getting to the edge of it there. And you're hearing some bronchial things going on, and you're seeing things that people are taking a long time for them to be able to shake. But I want you to watch this from CDC, and we're going to talk about it and show you some maps.
That flu shot you got might not be as effective as it could be.
What they're finding is that in the predominant virus, at least early on, it has drifted or become different from what they had predicted. So while the vaccine will offer some coverage, that coverage is going to be limited.
That strain, H3N2, is the most common strain of the flu virus circulating right now in the U.S.
This virus, the H3N2, is associated with more hospitalizations and more deaths and more severe flu.
So what does that have to do with your flu shot?
So there's a panel of experts that tries to guess in advance which viruses are going to circulate in the United States this flu season. They make their best predictions, and then the drug companies produce the vaccine based on those.
This year's vaccine isn't a great match for the strains that are circulating, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't get your flu shot.
Get your vaccination if you haven't. If you do get the flu, within 2 days, ask your doctor about the antiviral drugs like Tamiflu. The antivirals can reduce the severity of the course of your flu, and they can shorten it. They're a good second line defense.
So we're looking at, you know, that you have to guess what's going to be coming. And prophetically, if you've been listening to the prophetic, you know, words, is that you're not going to be able to guess what's going to be happening next, because so many things are taking place out of the ordinary. That's never happened before. We've never flooded on top of a mountain before. I mean, all these different things that are taking place. And you can see this map right here. This is a map that's put out, I believe, by CDC, or at least ILINET. And it's about the influenza-like illness that's going on. And notice that down at the southeastern United States, you're looking at that is where the high levels of it is taking place right there. You get the southeast, the kind of the center line going up to Tennessee and through the center of the United States. And so I encourage you, Puerto Rico, as well as you're seeing this. So what do you do? Well, obviously, you know, you pray. You can see this map. We'll make it available on the VFN Torch for you. Go to your doctor, and we talk about different ways to be able. True love is coughing into your arm and not into the air.
Mm-hmm.
True love is washing your hands until they're clean, not until you're tired.
Which is 20-something seconds, right?
Yeah, or they say, you know, say your ABCs or something like that for kids. But you wash, you know, your hands really well, and that's loving folks, because the biggest way that things are transferred is when people. There's one particular program we had where this one person coughed like on a subway car, and they it was an aircraft, and when they coughed, it literally covered that entire people. They sneezed. I'm sorry. They sneezed, and it covered all the people within, I don't know, 25, 30 seats back and front, all the way to the side. But you think about it. I was at a traffic light before. Have you never been at a traffic light? And your window's down in the car, and all of a sudden you're smelling cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, where in the world? And you look like 10 cars up. And I'm like, I'm smelling this guy's breath from 10 cars up. And what that means, though, his breath was back there, and I was breathing his breath.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. That's how things are. And it's like, so if we really, you know, care about folks around us. If you're a caretaker of children, you have young children in your home, you care for the elderly, go get your flu shot, because you're making them vulnerable, because they're the ones that really struggle with these things, you know, being too young or too old. And we can fight our way through it, but we could hurt a lot of people by not taking care of ourselves. And secondly, you know, encourage them to get their shots as well. Of course, what they're saying on this report, according to CDC, is they didn't get it right, you know, fully right. But they did get some. It is stopping some things. And you can go to your local stores. I mean, there's like Publix and
Walgreens
and CVS and what are all the stores up in Jersey and all those different areas?
Dwayne Reed.
Dwayne Reed.
Dwayne Reed.
In Colorado, Texas, there's all kinds of places. They just go, you just run in there and get your little shot and get it over with.
Well, it's interesting. I never heard this medication before. The video just showed us that it was Tamiflu.
Oh, yes.
So if you get
Tamiflu,
if you get a flu shot and you get sick 2 days afterwards, you can ask the doctor to give you the Tamiflu. I look shocked because you didn't recommend it for me when I was...
I forgot to tell you about that.
Okay.
Did you get a shot?
Did you see that?
I didn't know you got a shot. You got a shot?
I was sick. You didn't recommend the Tamiflu.
It's building your antibodies up.
Oh.
Well, Tamiflu, if you get it within 2 days of being diagnosed with or catching it, you take that and it begins to lessen the effects of that, John.
Thank you. Thank
sorry
you.
About that. Reports are I'm not a doctor. I can't yeah. tell you that.
Yeah, more Steve didn't know either, so you don't feel bad.
Oh, my goodness. He didn't know?
No.
Well, he don't have a mic, so he can't talk about it. So when we get back, we're going to be talking about brass heavens. Imagine that when you're trying to get a message out to someone and it hits the wall. And they're like, hello, I can't hear you. And it's like muzzled, like, urgh. That's what sometimes prayer life is like. And so we're going to talk about when the heavens are brass and how to break through those brass heavens and have an open heaven above you. We'll get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
This is VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. Light meaning the light of the world, not light like easy. We're doing that so that you can actually not be a part of that. Listening to VFN Radio may be your only light. Mm. It may be your only opportunity during a day that every news broadcast, every radio broadcast, every conversation is just dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's doubtful. It's this Hitler-like type conversations or mm-hmm. Aryan-type conversations or Iranian or Muslim type conversations or political, which is type conversations, or you could listen to VFN radio and you're able to hear what's taking place, but then you can hear what God's word says about it and you can get a perspective and you go, hey, I can know things without being terrified. God has prepared me during this day to have a peace in the midst of whatever's going on. There's going to be a great harvest. We're believing and praying that God would bring a third great awakening to America, and a great awakening changes the DNA of the nation. They said Hitler's goal was to de-Christianize the church, and they wanted to infiltrate it with political people. And what do we have today? We have people who are very politically connected and into some different political parties, and they like the whole scheme of the thing, and they're coming into the churches, and they're trying to de-Christianize it and make it more of a social justice movement. And that's what's taking place right now. Listen, I know this firsthand. And as a community organizer, I saw in my history, my past, that the church was being infiltrated by men and women who weren't Christians. Mm-hmm. And the church was just letting them come in to do social justice movements. You got to hear that. We have to understand this. God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. VFN Radio gives you that knowledge and that wisdom and that light.
Wow. At VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcast.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking, if you haven't got this book, you've got to get this book. This book is by Pastor John Kilpatrick. It's called When the Heavens Are Brass, and it's forwarded by Steve Hill, was the evangelist at the Brownsville Revival. And it's great wisdom in this book right here. And he talks about in his first chapter about the devilish dominion under brassy skies. And we've been talking about the Dream Center, about the atmosphere of heaven, because we're called to ask God for his kingdom to come, and we're kingdom containers, and so we should walk continually in the presence of God, us with God, God with us, one with God, one with the Spirit. I mean, that's what we're supposed to be. When we people are with us, if we're with God, they can tell we've been with God, if we've been with God. I mean, that's the whole thing. And so we've been talking about that, and it's been very encouraging just hearing about, you know, how to really, you know, and we're called to go into the kingdom of darkness to be able to advance the kingdom of light. We're children, you know, of the light. And so when you look back at, and you look at Pastor John Kilpatrick's book, When the Heavens Are Brass, when you think about it, imagine being locked in a soundproof room and you can just talk, but you can tell your words aren't going anywhere. And so somebody goes on the other side of that door and says, can you hear me? It's kind of muzzled, but I can't really make out what you're saying. Now imagine if you're talking to God and that's how it's coming over to God. It's just muzzled. I mean, you're speaking through all of this second heaven, Ephesians 6:12, and because, you know, things have happened, or you've allowed some things in your life that it's muddying up your words, and the enemy's able to have a field day with those things because of brassy heaven. So it's literally almost like a brass heaven. And he talks about it. I mean, scriptures is he says that you'll be cursed, that if you do these certain things, then you will have a brass heaven over you, but also the ground will be famine at your feet. And so think about, you're experiencing famine in your life. You feel like you're under these brass heavens that, you know, I just feel like God's not hearing my prayers. And he says very specifically that, you know, if this is going on in your life, then he's not hearing your prayers. You know, when he talks about, if you want your prayers to be heard, that you need to have a good relationship with your spouse, right? And do your best to have a good relationship with your spouse. Don't dishonor them. But a brassy heaven, so he talks about, you know, some different things here about, and I encourage you to get the book. We'll make it available to you where to get it on the torch. But the first thing he talks about, one of the things that can happen in regards to how you can have a brass heaven over you, he says, you know, fleshly or carnal leadership brings brassy heavens. That's one of the things he talks about. And he talks about a couple of things. But one is that you can have this person that's got, they're a great leader. I mean, they have great skill base. Mm-hmm. They have a great gift. But they're just, you know, using all these worldly concepts and the philosophies of men. And they got you captive, like it talks about in Colossians 2:8. But it's just like, it's going nowhere. So you can have all this passion for God and all this desire for God, but because you've placed yourself under carnal leadership, worldly leadership. For example, as we talked about, there's some people that place themselves under, in this particular incident, under these, quote, pastors that declare openly on ABC News that they're atheists. Well, that causes the people that are there, if there is any Christians there, actually, that, and there's like 1,000 folks that go there, that they're under that. So it makes a difference who you marry. It makes a difference who you put yourself under. It makes a difference that it's not, you know, so many people think, you know, well, I like the way that he dresses, or I like the way that he sings, and man, they can play the trumpet, or they can do this and they can do that. It's like, do they know God?
Hello.
You know, is this man or woman, do they have a heart for God? When you're with them, can you tell that they've been with God, or do they just kind of do their song and their dance? You know, they're with, you know, with, do they know? You're going to need, the only thing that's going to be able to release and quote their ministry, unquote, towards you, what God wants for you is the Spirit of God and the anointing of God. And so if they're fleshly and carnal, it ain't going to happen.
That's right.
So one of the ways that, you know, you could be walking rightly, but you just position yourself up under ungodly, worldly, carnally minded leaders. And so you need to find, you know, a place that has a leader that just loves God. They may not have as many talents and as many things that make your flesh feel good, but you've tried that and look what it's gotten for you. It's better to know God than to know all your vocabulary words. Anyway, so another aspect that can cause brassy heavens that, you know, John Kilpatrick talks about in his book, When the Heavens Are Brassed, is disobedient. Being disobedient towards God can cause brassy heavens. I mean, you think about it, when he writes about it in Deuteronomy, the Word of God writes about it, he says in the blessings, he says, and this is King James, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you if you hearken to the voice of the Lord. Blessed shalt you be in the city, and blessed shalt you be in the field. The curse is, but if you shall, but it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken to my voice and follow the Lord, the heavens that are over you shall become brass, and the earth under you shall become iron. That's Deuteronomy 28:2-3 and Deuteronomy 28:15-23. And so obedience opens the skies and softens the soil to be fertile in your life. Disobedience causes brassy heavens and hardens the ground under you that can't be fertile. And there's so many people, it's like everybody around you can tell you why it's a brassy heaven over you if this is your issue. If you're disobedient, right. You're walking around, you're constantly going, I'm trying to figure out how to follow God without following God. How do I have an open heaven above me while I refuse to do anything that God wants me to do? When I know he's been dealing with me to get this thing out of my life, to do right in my marriage or do right in my family, my business, leadership, whatever it is. And it's like, you know, if you want fertility in your life, if you want your work to be fruitful, if you want the heavens to be open, you want God to hear you when you talk, think about that. It's obedience. And I love what he writes in this book. It's just so powerful. You got to get it, you know. But you think about it. Jesus came at a time when it was 400 years of brass heavens. I mean, it was iron soil. I mean, it was huge disobedience everywhere. And so he breaks through. Jesus comes in his birth in a manger and walks out as we walk out, all God, all man, but he chose not to use his God qualities as he's walking out. And the only way, although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered. In his obedience, he was so obedient. Think about this. Jesus was so obedient to the Father. This is what he says. That he busted through 400 years of brass heaven, and an open heaven appeared over him when he was baptized. And people heard a muzzled voice because theirs weren't open, but it was open over him. And the Father said from heaven, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. But it was his obedience walking with the Father. He was obeying the Father. It wasn't like a switch that's clicked. I mean, he walked out in obedience to the Father. And that released, and it opened, he busted through 400 years of brass heavens and iron soil and just him and the Father. And he's just, the Father says, do this, and he does it. He did everything the Father, he did nothing and said nothing unless the Father told him to do it or say it. And in that obedience, it busted open the heavens to where some people heard thunder. But the Father said, this is my Son in whom I'm well pleased. Think about that. So many people are waiting for somebody else to bust the heavens open for them while they're walking in disobedience. But the thing is, it's like, this is, you have to understand, you stand alone before God, so you might as well start walking alone before God in regards to what you're going to do or not. Are you going to obey God? Are you going to start keep blaming everybody? I might hear more testimonies about the reason why I rob people and hurt people and kill people and shot people and all this kind of stuff because somebody hurt me way back when. It's like, what about all the things that you did? It's just like, when are you going to own your own sin? And just go, I was wrong, and then repent for it? Because if you blame it on someone else, they own your destiny. You cannot repent for what you don't own. And so one way in regards to the disobedience, if you're disobedient before God, listen, forget about what people think about you. Become obedient. God will forgive you, and you can begin to walk this. And all of a sudden, despite what other people are doing, they may hear like a thunder sound. But you're going to hear, this is my Son. This is my daughter, in whom I'm well pleased. I mean, you can bust through those heavens. You can have an open heaven over you while the person right next to you doesn't have an open heaven over them. And it's about obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. That's what he called it. This is how we love God. We love God by obeying God. And when we do that, even Jesus did it. That's how the heavens got open. That if you want to break these brassy skies and this iron soil up under your feet, think about it. What you need to do is, first of all, check yourself to find out who you put yourself under. And if you sold out for gifts, if you sold out for talents, if you sold out for a children's program, instead of getting up under a man of God who hears God, who prays and cries out to God and depends on the Spirit of God or a woman of God, understand this, you got to shift. Because no matter what you're going to do, if you put yourself under that, you put yourself under their skies. Secondly, you know, I've got to begin to walk this out. I got to walk in obedience. I got to bust through these brassy skies. I got to soften the soil, and I'm going to obey God because he says, I will have open heavens above me. This is very exciting. Yeah. I mean, you got to get this book because I'm just kind of briefing through it. But we're talking about, you know, at the Dream Center, we've been just pondering, you know, how that we're supposed to walk in the atmosphere of heaven. When people come around us, they should know that we've been with God. But you have to be with God before they will know you've been with God. Mm-hmm. And how do we do that? How do we walk in that? And one way is that, you know, and that's why the Lord has me reading John Kilpatrick's book, you know, When the Heavens Are Brass, to help us understand. We have to deal with our own choices. This is what this is about. Okay, we talked about these other things, but now we have individual choices that we're going to have to make that will position us to have an open heaven. I mean, think about that. Don't you want to open heaven over you and your family and over your ministry and over your church and over your business, your company, or your region or your city or your nation, our nation? Think about that. It's obedience. Obedience blows open these heavens. Mm. It just melts that brass that's going on. We get back. We're going to talk about a couple more if we have time for it. But this should be very, very encouraging. Get the book. The book is, you can find out more details at VFNTV.com on the torch, but it's John Kilpatrick's book, When the Heavens Are Brass, forwarded by Steve Hill.
This is VFN-TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Now they'll have the ability to track every purchase, every sale, every, you know, where you're at, facial recognition. But the good thing about me is that my weight varies so much, they won't even, the thing like, this could be him, but his face is differently shaped now than it was before. You know, it's the turkey. It's the turkey.
Yeah.
The,
can you imagine society, the facial recognition, they sell these, I saw them in the store, these, I guess they had them for a while because it's wintertime, but those ski masks that cover just your eyeballs, just your eyes, they have a whole society.
They just cover the eyes?
Well, No, I'm sorry. There's an opening just for the eyes. Okay. Are you trying to get back for the K-on? Is that
just trying to help you
out. All right.
K-onisms.
It's K-onisms. But anyway, yeah. There's a whole opening just for the eyes that your whole face is completely covered. And you think, my
Oh, the whole face?
Yeah, except for you know, your ability to see.
Oh, a mask.
A mask, yeah. Ski mask.
A mask.
Whatever.
We call those masks.
A mask. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, ski mask. Like
the point here. The point here that I'm trying to make.
Is there a point?
Is there a point?
There's a point. It's coming.
Point.
You ready?
Too is that K-on.
All that surveillance and facial recognition? You have a whole society walking around with all these masks. It's like,
well, they have a law now. They have a law right now that you cannot wear masks in certain areas.
Really?
Like when I was going, I had a mask on today. I was walking in the bank. I had a mask on.
Someone politely escorted you.
Nobody greeted me. Like, no, I'm messing with you. They have a law that says you can't walk into a bank with a mask on.
Yeah. I think it's a good law.
Do you? Well, that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, hey, I think it's, you should never have a mask on. They're going to think it's a great law.
Yeah.
You know what that means in the North? It means your nose is going to freeze, your ears are going to fall off, and your lips are going to be split in 15 locations because you're not going to, cold wind's going to be hitting you, right?
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's different. I mean, obviously, down South, they don't worry too much about, you know, if somebody's wearing a mask down South,
you're in trouble.
Something is up.
Back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking from a book, just looking at a couple things, wanting to have an open heaven over us. You know, open heaven, you think about it. When Jesus was talking to the man who noticed that he knew his name, Jesus goes, you know, I remember you, you know. Mm-hmm. And he goes, you know my name? Yeah, we're sitting under the tree. And he goes, hold on a minute. You think that's something? You're going to see the heavens open over me. Mm. And you're going to see angels ascending and descending. So he talked about, you're going to see open heavens.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And so we're talking about open heavens. And we talked about, you know, carnal leadership and that thing earlier. But quite often, As he writes in his book, John Kilpatrick writes the books When the Heaven Is book When the Heaven Is Brass. You can find out more details at VFNTV.com. He says, "We work through men to reach men instead of asking the Spirit of God to move on the hearts of men to bring them to their knees."
Mm.
We're trusting in our own efforts, our own energy, our own schemes, our own philosophies, instead of the only thing that's going to change a person is the power of God. When we tell somebody about God, we're dependent on the Spirit of God to touch his or her heart, to convict them and share with them the love of God. God makes himself known to them through us delivering that, but you're not going to win them through some argument
mm-hmm.
or through some force. And so, you know, about praying, about when the heavens are brass, you know, he's talking about here. And I thought it was pretty interesting, too, that he brings up in comparison to that, you know, you can have somebody right beside you that doesn't have an open heaven. So your open heaven is not contingent upon, you can't blame your, you know, I don't have an open heaven because of my coworker or something. Because he uses the scripture I thought was pretty good. When you think about, when he's talking about the end times in Matthew 24:40, he says that there'll be two people in the field working side by side. They'll both be sitting at their workplace, one in one desk and one at the next desk. One has an open heaven, they'll be taken away, mm-hmm. and the other one will remain.
Mm.
Think about that. And that's because that person had a direct line with God. I mean, they had an open heaven above them. So what is another thing that causes brassy skies? You know, that muzzle effect when you can't hear what's going on and God's not hearing your prayers. And we talked about a couple things already. You know, it's just the soil is hard. You know, hard. The fruitfulness in your life and your work is like, you know, a lot of people are probably tired of hearing you go, you know, I work and work and work and nothing, I'll put my finger to the bones and nothing's happening. It's like, you ever think about, you know, having a brassy sky and iron soil? You ever think about obeying God, getting up into some godly leadership? And the next thing that causes brassy skies is sin. You know, disobedience doesn't mean it's some sort of, you know, sin always. It could be God told you to go here and you say, I don't want to go there. This is where I want to be. God told you, don't marry that person. And you married that person. God told you, honor me with the tithes and all. You said you didn't do that. You know, this kind of disobedience. But sin is when you're in sin and you're just not coming out of sin. You're staying in sin. You're not realizing that's going to lock up the heavens over you. It's going to change the future of your company. It's going to change the future of your marriage. It's going to change the future of everything. All of a sudden, your family's going to begin to fall apart. Your marriage is going to fall apart. Mm-hmm. And things will just be going, you know, just hard soil and brassy skies. And everybody knows something's up. But somebody in the camp is in sin. Mm. You know, somebody's in sin. Mm. And so one way to do that is just, he's dealt with the sin issue on the cross, and we can just say, dear God, you know, I've got to get the sin out of my life. I want to repent. This is sin. I'm wrong. And ask God to forgive you, and he'll forgive you. But you got to repent, which means leave that. You know, get rightly related to a group of believers who feel the same way about God, who want open heavens above them, and they want to walk in obedience and godly leadership, and they want to abide with the Lord and walk around with fertile soil and open heaven, mm-hmm. you know, above. And we have a little bit more time left. Another one he talks about in his book, John Kilpatrick's book, When the Heavens Are Brass, is the absence of prayer produces brassy heavens. The absence of prayer, not praying. And when, in fact, I mean, people don't pray.
No.
You know, people just don't. They, you know, for whatever reason, they just stop praying. And you think about it.
They'll ask you to pray.
Yeah.
They'll ask you to pray. Yeah. But they won't pray. Yeah. Now, they'll talk to somebody about what they
need
prayer
for. They'll call you at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Can you come down here and pray?
Yeah.
Right. Let me pray that you can pray. Okay. So then you may be under some leadership that's not, it's carnal leadership. You may be walking in disobedience and these different things that we talked about. But this that you got discouraged, or maybe nobody ever taught you about prayer, but prayer is talking to God. We go to iabide.org. We have a simple plan for you to begin that walk with God, abiding with him. Because this conversation with God, it's listening to him, and it's we have a plan for you. It's iabide.org. It's a free plan. It's yours. But you got to begin to talk to God and listen to him. And you'll find out the heavens will open up over you. It's amazing. And these other issues that we already talked about, he will begin to share with you. This joker is a carnal leader, and you're going to need to find some other place, because this is not about religion. This is a relationship with me. And this man's using vain philosophies and the philosophies of men, trying to hold you captive to do his will. You need to be in direct relationship with me. He was supposed to make you a disciple of mine, not a disciple of his. And he's supposed to introduce you to my voice and not his voice. And he don't even know my voice. You need to find someone who knows me, and he'll lead you to that place and give you a peace when you're so abiding is so important. Praying can lead you. God will lead you. He says, my sheep know my voice and they follow none other. And so that's a couple things, you know, in talking about, you know, do you want to walk around with an open heaven? Remember he told the man, he says, you know, you're going to see, this is what Jesus is saying, you're going to see the heavens open over me. Do you say that? Or do you go, I wish we could have an evangelist come in so the heavens will open up, that a porthole of heaven would open up over this place? Or do you, the same Jesus that dwells inside of him or her, it's inside of you, do you begin to speak those things and look at people and say, you know what? There's going to be an open heaven over me. You're going to see angels ascending and descending. The atmosphere of heaven is going to envelop me. I am going to walk in obedience under godly leadership and a prayer life and repent for the sin that's in my life. You know, and it's what happens. You'll find out you'll be often repenting because sin's often coming. Mm-hmm. But just staying repentant, you know, of sin. And in that, you know, God can use you. And all of a sudden, we are doing what God wants us to do to be able to bring the atmosphere. And think about this. Imagine if cancer couldn't even come into your region because so many people began to walk in the atmosphere of heaven. Imagine if failure wasn't even an option for the economy in your region because so many people are walking with the open heaven. Imagine if a breakthrough for salvation and for the lost, it's just an ease because there's so many people walking with open heavens over them. Imagine God just blowing open a whole heavenly hole, a porthole, the heavens open over a whole region, like over the Gulf Coast of the Gulf Coast region in America, over America. I mean, imagine that. I mean, the suddenlies that can take place. Or you can say, I'll just keep complaining about brassy heavens. Right. I'll keep complaining that my money goes through my hands like holes in a bowl. I'll keep complaining that nothing grows in my life, that nothing survives in my life. I'll keep blaming other people for what's going on. I'll still stick to this joker who don't know God or ain't hanging with God, and he preaches off of vain philosophies instead of somebody who knows God. And then you're just stuck, you know, in this place. I just want to challenge you. Just think about this. You know, hopefully, I think these are going to be made available to all of our partners, those teachings on open heaven, in the atmosphere of heaven. Hopefully, they'll become soon. And we'd like to make all that, as a gratitude for all of our partners who stand with us, immediately, for any amount whatsoever, you get these teachings available to you. And but it's time for the church to be different. We're supposed to, not different in self-righteous, but different in the context of God's with you. And there's hope when I'm around you. There's an open heaven. I'm seeing the heavens open over you. And I'm seeing angels ascending and descending amongst many of you in Jesus' name. God bless. And don't forget, February, a great unveiling is taking place at VFN TV. We're so excited about it. Of course, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day at 5 p.m. on the Gulf Coast. You got to catch us there in WHBR. We got something special about
to
happen.
Ready.
Get ready. In February, a great unveiling that's taking place. God bless. And that's because of the Lord and because the network the Lord is building through your love gifts and your sponsorship. God bless.
Visit Millie's Antiques and Collectibles for that unique, one-of-a-kind gift. Everything from furniture, clothes, collectibles, antiques, and so much more on Highway 90 in Milton, Florida. Come visit Millie's, where you can buy, sell, or consign. Auto Docks of Pensacola is where all Sid cars go to get well. ASC and Toyota Master Technicians are at hand, specializing in automotive repair, transmission repair, vehicle maintenance, and so much more. Call and make an appointment for your Sid car today. You Scrub a Pup in Mary Esther, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, after bath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24-7 on VFN Radio. God bless. We've been talking for some time, and it's not like entertainment, although, you know, we have moments that seem kind of entertaining a little bit. We try to kind of make it as light as we can while it's actually the light of the gospel, because, you know, he tells us to rejoice always and pray continually, for this is God's will for us, so we can, you know, not be dreading what's taking place. But you can listen to the prophetic words. We have them available for you. You can get caught up on God. You can get discipled. You can go to VFNTV.com and subscribe to The Torch. You can subscribe to the newsletter. You can download the podcast. You can download the app. You can carry us with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And what God said specifically in this whole journey, because this is a network that God is building through your prayers and your love gifts. I mean, our sponsors and our partners and all the prayers that have gone up has birthed what you're seeing, you know, a network now that's reaching around the world, television and radio. And it's because God said, I have some things I wanted to say. And this is happening all over the land. So obviously not just us, but he's raising up voices that just let us know. He says, listen, he says, you know, he commands us to go be the light of the world. We don't have an option. It just seems kind of new because very few people are doing it, but we all should be doing this. And if you're thinking, I just don't know how I can do it, you can do it by becoming a partner. You can do it by joining our sponsors who stand up and hang on the shingle of their business. I stand up for God and country, in that order, and Israel. And by standing with us, that's exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. There's so many different areas.